From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. And it's Thursday, so we read from your email.
And we'll start with this correction to a story on Friday's program about the discovery of 11,400-year-old figs. They were found at an archaeological site in the Lower Jordan Valley. Our story incorrectly identified the site as being in Israel. The site is in the West Bank.
Robert's follow-up on the lives of Troy and Tovan, two boys glad to be living in foster care in Washington, D.C., left many of you with raw emotions. He first interviewed them in 1994.
You know, I've been with this house for 2 years now, going on 3, and staff's amazing.
I'm glad that he has 2 kids. No, because at least he left something behind. You know what I'm saying? Leaving something behind is better than leaving nothing behind, you know?
The first voice you heard was that of 13-year-old Troy Saunders, and the second was Diane Tolles. She was Troy's girlfriend. Earlier this year, Troy died of AIDS just shy of his 25th birthday.
For 10 minutes, as my motorcycle struggled not to overheat, I refused to turn off the radio, writes Derek Ishmael of New Berlin, Illinois. It is precisely stories such as these where I'm compelled to identify and empathize and find connections to my own life. In doing so, I'm allowed to share in personal insight of a very intimate nature. Stories such as Troy and Tovan's, told candidly but not without emotion, are perfect examples of what NPR provides that no other news organization does. My deepest thanks.
And Philip Rosoff Horn of Sacramento, California, writes this: "It is rare that one of your stories really stops me cold. The story of the two boys and their future was one of those. I'm a high school teacher at a Title I school, and I can't tell you how much I worry about several of my students and wonder where they'll be in 10 years. So your story really hit home. I can only hope that those students whom I worry about most will have more positive futures than those two boys. Unfortunately, in some cases, I doubt it."
Listener Zoe Keeland of Highlandville, Missouri, writes in about our story on the danger of mercury in tuna.
Keeland writes, "I enjoyed your program right up to the point where you mentioned alternative sources of omega-3 fatty acids, and every one of them was fish. You seem to have turned a blind eye to the vegetarian sources of omega-3s, avocados, walnuts, and flaxseed oil, just to name a few. Rather offensive to your vegetarian listeners, but I'm sure the fishing industry is appreciative."
A number of accordion fans were not appreciative of Robert's note that National Headache Awareness Week and International Accordion Awareness Month are underway concurrently.
Scott Penser of San Jose, Costa Rica writes, "I love you guys, really, but you demonstrate, shall we say, a limited appreciation of the accordion. There is more to it than Lady of Spain. Look, go to Union Station, get on the Amtrak Crescent, and ride south to our beloved New Orleans. There you will find accordion music that makes you dance rather than smirk."
Have we made you smirk? Well, we'd like to hear about it. Write to us. Go to npr.org and click on Contact Us at the top of the page.